What? 5 minutes left. Come on. 1-800-989-9368 before Benjamin kicks me out. He's ready to kick me out. 1-800-989-9368.
1, 2, 3, 4!
About 2.5 minutes till Benjamin kicks us out. Scott McDowell, Scott Williams, Scottify on a Monday. Freeform Radio, WFMU. Just heard from Debris, great Oklahoma band. Static Disposal, the name of the CD from which we heard One Way Spit. We also heard Simply Saucer, Bulletproof Nothing from Cyborgs Revisited. Let's thank some people, Scott McDowell. Let's see how we're doing. Let's give some prizes away and make way. What's up?
Thanks to Bianca in New York, New York, with
right.
a mouse pledge.
Woo! All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bianca.
Jeff in Jersey City.
Hey.
He's getting your DJ Premium Scottify.
Says, sweet.
That Scott is such a nice man.
Thank you very much, Jeff. He must not know me.
Emily from South Orange, New Jersey says, keep up the good work.
All right.
Thank you
very much, Emily.
Our own Monica.
Oh, Mo.
Checking in. You gave me my cue, and I'm taking action. Thank you, Scots.
All right. Great, Monica Lynch. Thank you so much. Great to hear from you. What else we got?
Gerard in Austin, Texas, with a mouse play.
Woo! All right. Excellent. Thank you very much, Gerard.
And Brian in Brooklyn, New York.
Is that Brian in the phone room?
I don't believe
it. No? Yes.
Oh, it is. Yes. Thank you, Brian, in the phone room. Snuck that one by me.
Woo! Sneaky man.
All right. So, yeah, the phones. You can still call. We got a minute left.
You can ring on top of us thanking all these people. We still haven't given these prizes away. We still got the Angels in America, the Dirty Beaches, the Jealousy, and the Houssou DVD. Come on, call in. 1-800-989-9368. While Scott continues to thank these people. We done? Okay.
Scott's beginning to give them away.
Yeah. All right. Angels in America. CD, Narrow Road to the Interior, is going to our good friend named
Timo in Estonia.
All right. All right. Thank you very much, Timo. And we've also got next was the Jealousy. Excellent, excellent LP called Vials. And that's going to our new friend named
Stanley in Edinburgh.
Stanley in Edinburgh. Excellent. Okay, congratulations, Stanley. The Dirty Beaches. Excellent CD called Badlands. The thing that blew my mind most over the past year is going to our friend
Emily in South Orange, New Jersey.
Excellent. Thank you, Emily, and congratulations. And finally, this amazing DVD, Criterion Edition, Hausu DVD. It's going to
Jim in Basingstoke, UK.
All right. Thank you very much to all of you for your pledges. Thank you to you, Scott McDowell, the phone answering people. We have Rachel, and we had Heather, and we had Brian, and we had Jeff. Thanks to all of them. Thanks to everybody who pledged. Scott McDowell, I'll see you on Friday, man. Thanks so much for being here with me. This was a blast.
Thank you, Scott. All right. I had a good time Scottifying.
Awkward long hug now. WFMU in East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, worldwide, WFMU.org.
Stay tuned. Keep those pledges coming. 1-800-989-9368. Stay tuned for Benjamin Walker.
Too Much Information is next.
Okay, let's see if I got everything straight here. The scratchy record that skips every week. Yes, we have that. The piles of crack cocaine. Yep, we have that. And let's see, CD number one with some songs from the premium. Check. CD number two, some music beds. Check. Let's see, a room full of people not answering the phones. Check. And let's see. Oh, one last but least. I got a co-host. Hey, Ken.
Hello, Benjamin Walker.
I'm so glad you joined up with me for this marathon shift.
We're all very impressed by your vinyl noise sound effects record that you play on top of your intro CD every week.
Yeah, it's amazing that I still have this with me. It's a song called Sports Pod, and it's by a band called The Wisdom of Harry. But the guy who wrote it, his name is Pete Astor. And I remember I've been using this as a theme song for my radio show for many, many years now. And when I was just in London, I figured I should look him up and tell him that I love this song and I would really like to meet him, you know, have a drink and be his friend and go out. And I sent him an email and he wrote me back. He's like, yeah, I'm kind of busy.
Yeah, this is your fifth restraining order, Pete Astor.
Yeah, no, he was busy. He gave me the cold shoulder. But I really love that
song. Did you actually do that?
I did. I was just in London. You know that. And I wrote him an email.
Man, are you a weirdo.
You think that you think that's the kind of response I would have got? From anyone?
Yeah.
All right.
I think so.
Well, I tried, but that's a very special song for me, and it's on my premium. What I'm doing this year, Ken Friedman, is the Too Much Information music. Since I have so much music in the talk show, I get so many requests every week, like, what is the song that you're using in the background? I decided I would make my premium the TMI music premium.
Fantastic idea for a spoken word program.
Oh my God, I'm winning even more. This is great. This is great. But you can find that song on my premium, which you can get for a pledge of $75 or more. And this is the WFMU Deep Breath 2012 Marathon. My name is Benjamin Walker. Ken Friedman's in the other room with me, and we have about 55 minutes, since this is a one-hour program, for you to show your support for this program and this wonderful radio station.
This is our first day of our 2012 fundraising marathon, and it's going pretty well, considering.
Considering what?
Considering the fact that the website broke this morning at 3 a.m., 3 hours before the marathon started.
I'm so glad
started.
I didn't get called for that.
Yeah, so we're driving without brakes right now. we are. We have no backup.
So if like more than three people went on the website right now, it would break.
I'd be very happy. If so many people went onto the website to break it, that would be a good thing.
Well, yeah, so we have to figure out what we're going to set for a goal, Ken Friedman, but let's just get through some basics. First, I guess, the number. It's 1-800-989-9368. The website
is WFMU.org.
And for a pledge of $75, you can get the TMI premium CD. And for a pledge of $50, you can get the WFMU t-shirt.
The Brian Chippendale t-shirt.
Yes.
Which, of Lightning Bolt fame.
Yes, and comics fame. In fact, he's in our first prize that we're going to give away for the hour. This is the latest issue of Kramer's Ergot, which is a comics anthology published by Picture Box right here in Brooklyn. And they donated a few for me to send out into the world. And that's going to be our first prize. And someone who donates $15 or more can get in the running for that.
And speaking of that, right now, nobody is in the running for that.
Really?
Because we have not received
Single call.
Not a single call.
That's it. I'm going home.
Yeah. But the phone number is 800-989-9368.
We have a room full of people.
You can pledge online at WFMU.org. So this is a comics anthology.
Yeah, you can see the list of names on the back.
Gary Panther.
Oh, man, that's a great story. You know the story in there by Johnny Ryan, who is an amazing cartoonist. But this, I think, is one of the most amazing stories he's ever done. And it's in this anthology, Kramer's Ergot.
I like the name Kramer's Ergot.
Yeah, I think it's pronounced that.
Yeah, ergot, you know, is the naturally occurring fungus in rye from which LSD was derived.
It's all making sense, yes. Ken Friedman. It's
and,
all making sense.
Ergot, rye fungus, was responsible for many outbreaks of mass hallucinations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I assume that that has a lot to do.
Oh, we have good news.
We do.
Brian from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Now in the running for Kramer's Ergot Anthology.
Brian, you're on your way to probably winning this. But don't we have a few folks from the pre-pledges to thank from the button on the widget that you created for us?
Yeah, but I'm not thanking them until they make the phone ring.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my rule.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. But, you know, WFMU only does this once a year, which is one of the things, Ken, that astounds me, is why you haven't decided to just have another one. It's so much fun.
No, that would make it not be so much fun.
You've stuck with this for many, many years, and you've even been told, you've been taken aside and told that we should do this more than once
I've actually had a lot of pressure to add a second fundraiser, and we are withstanding that pressure.
Yeah.
Because it's important that the fundraiser be fun and exciting and creative and not something that people dread, like happens at every other public radio station. So it's one of the most... There's a lot of unwritten traditions of FMU that are responsible for why WFMU is such a unique station. And one of the most important ones is the one fundraiser a year rule.
Yeah. And, you know, I've actually thought of inventing a popular app called Public Radio Fundraiser, which would be kind of an alarm clock app, and you would put it across your room, so that would make you get out of bed, because as you know, public radio fundraising is death.
It's the worst.
It is the worst. That would make people get up, but I've been too lazy to invent it.
You know, it's true. Benjamin Walker, when I drive around, and I spend a lot of time driving around, I only listen to the radio. I know I could listen to my iPod, mm-hmm. I could do a lot of things, but I listen to the radio. I love radio. And I have found that nothing makes me change the channel faster than a public radio pledge drive.
Yes, so that would make a good
app. I will happily listen to a sports cast. I'll listen to commercials. I'll listen to commercials for carpet companies. You know, and I'm just kind of in a trance. Like, all of a sudden I realize, oh, wow, I've been listening to commercials for 3 minutes.
Once I was driving in the middle of Texas and the public radio fundraiser came on and I ended up listening to a preacher radio. Mm-hmm. I went all the way to religious radio.
Oh, preacher radio's the best.
Oh, all
best.
The way.
Oh,
all
man.
The way.
Harold Camping, the guy who predicted the end of the world. In the weeks leading up to the first end of the world failure this year.
Yeah.
It was the May 21st one, I think. Oh, his nightly radio show was just—it was just magic.
Yeah. But the WFMU fundraiser—the point that I was trying to make with this little rant.
Yes, our point is
the WFMU marathoning is fun to listen to. It's enjoyable. It's a time where you just see nothing but camaraderie here. No one complains about how bad someone else smells. No one complains about how someone else doesn't really want to be sitting next to this person for 12 hours straight. You know, it's a coming togetherness 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Here, here. Preach it, brother. We want to thank Noah from Brooklyn.
Thank you, Noah.
Also in the running for the Kramer's Ergot Comics Anthology. Nick from Chicago checking in.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Nick. And Zachary from Indiana preaching the FMU gospel on the banks of the mighty Wabash.
Wow.
You're familiar with the Wabash?
No.
The Wabash Cannonball?
Ah, yes.
The river.
Okay.
And Barrett from Bozeman, a very generous pledge. Thank you, Barrett.
Thank you, Barrett.
Ethan from Massachusetts pledging to support Benjamin Walker's Too Much Information.
Thank you, Ethan.
Thank you very much, Ethan. John from New York City, a very generous pledge. Richard from Brooklyn, you're big in Brooklyn, Benjamin Walker. And Michael from Beacon, now living in Africa, checking in, says, don't send me snail mail. I live in Africa.
Yeah, I know who that guy is.
Yeah. He just threw that in there. I live in Africa.
Yeah.
And we want to thank Greg from Detroit, Michigan.
Thank you, Greg.
Greg's dropping part of his mouse pledge here on Too Much Information. He really enjoys your shows, Benjamin, and the other freeform and specialty programming on WFMU, too. And Kirk from Michigan. Keep up the great work. How about a program on the exegesis of PKD?
You know, I've actually been almost... emailed, almost interviewed Jonathan Lethem, who put that together. So that's coming.
Yeah.
He was just, we passed through the night. It's
Wait,
coming.
This is really you.
What?
You just wanted to make me say exegesis.
No.
Kirk is not you?
No.
Okay. And Chris.
But you said it correctly.
Yeah, I've heard it said.
Okay.
I don't know what it means.
Yeah. I don't think I do either.
Chris, what's PKD?
Philip K. Dick.
Oh,
it's
Philip
the
K. Dick. Okay.
Exegesis. It's the latest project.
The exegesis of Philip K. Dick. Why didn't you say so? Chris from Tacoma Park, Maryland, dropping a mouse pledge right
Woo!
Here. And you know what, Benjamin? I think we have enough cards to...
Yeah, let's give away the Kramer's Ergot.
And Rachel on phone one is going to pick the winner of Kramer's Ergot. And that goes to Noah from Brooklyn.
Noah, well-deserved. Noah is a comics fan. And thanks again to Picturebox for giving us that. And I'll have another one next week. So let's talk about prize number two, which we're going to throw up next.
Throw up, okay.
Yeah.
Let's throw it up.
Regurgitate, or, you know, put up, place up,
yeah.
Lovely on a pedestal. It's going to be the biggest book of all, the one that's, like, wait for you to lift.
Oh, I asked you to get rid of the heaviest book.
Yeah, and I didn't.
Because it costs so much to mail them out. okay, so we're giving away the Pogo book? That
yes.
looks like the heaviest book.
It is. It yeah. is.
Okay.
This is great. This is the first lovingly put together volume of the complete Walt Kelly. And this is the I don't know what years it is. Does it say what years it is on the cover?
No.
It doesn't.
The complete syndicated strips.
Yeah, so it's the first few years.
All the years.
No. It's going to be like a 20-volume set. This is volume one.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes. It's beautiful.
Forward by Jimmy Breslin.
Really?
Yeah.
I have to say that, did you read that strip when you were young?
No, I did not.
You know,
it was too highfalutin for me.
No, it isn't. You think it is, but then you get into it and you realize it's just nonsense.
Oh, no, I could tell. I could tell.
No. It's not highfalutin. In fact, I would have to say that's a direct comparison with my show. You know, my show might sound highfalutin. It's just nonsense. And I got that from Walt Kelly himself. In fact, Albert the Alligator was probably one of the first real friends I ever made.
Yeah?
From Pogo.
Yes. That was your imaginary friend?
That was my first one.
Albert the Alligator?
Yeah, he's in Pogo.
Okay.
One of the greatest characters ever created. Anyways, that's up for you now for a mere donation of $15. Puts you in the running for that. You know, let's just quickly throw in the... talk about the grand prize real quick, right?
Oh, yes.
I mean, this is pretty amazing
yes.
what I got donated.
Yes, it is. You're breaking new ground.
This is a series of photo books from... Dashwood Books, David Strudel, who is gone into publishing, and he's put together a series of photo books / zines, and he's publishing 7 a year, and he gave me 4 as a package set for you
of
these photo zines. And the only one, you know, there's some links to it on the TMI playlist page, but you know what? I'll just talk about one of these 4. Ken, bring out the Soviet beauty queens.
I'd rather not.
Come on, Ken. Just hold it up for the room to see here.
Oh my God!
Yes, it's terrifying, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, you're giving away softcore pornography.
It's not softcore pornography. These were Soviet young women in the 1980s that finally got to participate in the beauty queen pageant process. No, that's the wrong one.
Yeah,
but
this is the drug dealer book.
Yes,
these are not beauty queens. These are like meth heads.
Yeah, it's a selection. It's
biker gangs.
Yes, you've got lots and lots and lots of great stuff. So, for a donation of $75 or more, you can get in the running for this very special collection that we will give away in just 45 minutes.
The Soviet beauty queens, and you have to pledge 75 or more
yes.
to be in the running for that. 15
yes.
or more to be in the running for the
Pogo,
Pogo anthology, which includes Benjamin's first imaginary friend.
Albert the Alligator.
Albert the Alligator. And who was your second imaginary
friend?
Well,
he's still my friend. That's Bernard the Elephant. He's the illegitimate grandson of Babar the Elephant. And we've been pals for a long time. He got mad at me for a couple of years and didn't speak with me, but that's another story. Anyways, 1-800-989-9368 is the number here at the Magic Factory. Or you can go online at WFMU.org. Do we have anyone else to thank?
Yeah, we do. Michael in Toronto, Canada.
Thank you, Michael.
And our own Irene.
Ah, Irene.
Thank you, Irene. Irene loves TMI and Benjamin. TMI is radio that's thoughtful and fun. And I want that premium, especially the scratchy theme song.
Thank you, Irene.
And thank you to Jordy from Brooklyn making a Brian Chippendale t-shirt size pledge.
Awesome.
And yeah, that's where we're at now. So right now, Jordy, and yeah, Jordy's the only one in the running.
Really?
And Michelle.
Ah.
Our own Michelle. Michelle says, I've said it once and I will say it again. More Peter Choice. And I second that.
Yeah, that's one of my regulars on the program.
Yeah.
And I tried to see if we could get him on to join us, but I think he actually got a job.
No.
Yeah, I helped him get a job with his last show. He's like a personal assistant to someone
no.
who listened to the show.
Oh, yeah, man.
I know.
Like, you're going to be liable for whatever happens. I don't know.
I may. This may, in fact, be true. But
That's one of my favorite TMI segments also.
Yeah, no, he's a fun one.
Fun's an interesting word. He's fun.
Yeah, you know, he's got problems, and I have to say that sometimes it will take me a couple weeks to get over the last time I talked to him to call him back and do another session with him.
Uh-huh.
But I get a lot out of him for the program. And he was on the most recent program, Losing the Plot, if you're not totally familiar with it.
And you've done so many great TMIs in this last year. The Occupy Siberia show was incredible.
I'm glad you enjoyed that one.
Yeah, you actually went to Siberia.
I did go to Siberia.
Yeah.
I did. I did stay on a houseboat. And
you kind of started a riot.
I tried to start the Lemon Revolution. Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did.
Yes,
right?
I did.
Yeah. You actually got these people who were listening to you speak at a radio conference to set up an encampment on the mayor's lawn.
All right, let's move on to
another
song.
Is that true?
Let's move on to another song from the Premium for a second. This is the one that we'll talk about in a second, but this is from the band Lucene ICL. You'll recognize this one. So that's a track that I use a lot in the program, Ken.
Yes,
I don't know
it
if you recognized it, but that's the one I always use when my friend Chris comes on to tell us what crazy adventure he's up to.
Oh, Chris from the Metropolitan Transit Authority? Is that where he works?
Yes. That guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's been freelancing a lot lately now. Uh-huh. You know, my favorite is when I called him once and I wanted to have him talk about Stuxnet, and he's like, yeah, you know, I'm actually working on that one. Because... But
on the Stuxnet virus.
Yeah, so we skipped that one.
Yeah.
But so that is a song that I do get people asking me about that I have featured on the TMI Premium for 2012's Marathon. The music of Too Much Information. Because every talk show should have a music-themed premium.
Yeah, and the music shows should give out spoken word albums.
Yeah. Yeah, is that what you're going to do for yours?
Kinda, yeah. Hey, we want to thank Christine from Seattle, Washington.
Oh, thank you, Christine.
Christine wins the Pogo Anthology.
Oh, well deserved. Well played, Christine.
And that brings us up to speed, Benjamin Walker.
Okay, well, you know,
I have set a goal for your program.
Oh, you did?
As the station manager, I am allowed to do that.
Wow.
And if you do not make $2,500 by 7 p.m., you are dead to me.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. That's what you were going to do. Because when I saw that you were my co-host, I said either, like, okay, he likes me or he thinks I need help. And I wasn't sure which one it was. Because then, you know, Ken and I have been talking about Kickstarter a lot and fundraisers, and you know how the all or nothing part of the process is something I think is really cool, but Ken has pointed out that that isn't exactly how traditional fundraising goes.
No, it is really cool, but it's really cool as long as you don't have a legacy of begging.
But I was thinking,
like we do,
that you were going to call my bluff and we could make it work this way. We make $2,500 or I get killed.
You don't get killed. No.
Just thrown out on the street? That was one possibility that I thought might happen with that. But, you know, I have to say that I think we can make this. We're about 46% there.
Yeah, we are. And you can help us get there and also get in the running on the Soviet Beauty Queens.
And anthology, meth heads.
And meth heads and Mexican bikers.
Yep.
It's a really amazing collection of photographs. plus the music of Too Much Information, plus the Brian Chippendale t-shirt and so much stuff that we give away. And we have a website that has it all laid out. And we have Rachel, Laura, and Meseret here on the phones to help guide you through the WFMU pledge process. But we do need you to participate by calling us at 800-989-9368 or making an online pledge at WFMU.org.
You know, on our website that you just brought up, that woke you up at 3 a.m. last night to work on. I have to say that, you know, Liz and I talked about this morning, but we have archives. We have more programming, more live streams, more ways of people interacting than any other radio station. We're not only the greatest radio station in terms of programming, but we are the greatest radio station in terms of website innovation, hands down.
Yeah, we are.
No one can compete with that.
Yeah, we had.
And we're one little station, one little volunteer, listener-supported station in New Jersey.
We were the first radio station to offer a service in the 1980s. To call up and listen to the station over your boss's speakerphone at work. And then we had one of the first internet jukeboxes in 93. We were one of the first radio stations that began podcasting. We were the first station that had a working iPhone stream.
Yeah, and then and one of the stations that still set the standard for the iPhone app. I mean, you have a couple stations that have finally gotten it together and gotten through their committees to put something out there. But our iPhone app still blows people away.
Our iPhone app lets the listeners talk back.
Yeah.
You know,
and you can also download saved shows and listen to them on the subway.
That's right.
Amazing.
And, you know, we get these great ideas for all these technological innovations and the things that we're doing to combine radio with social media. And we're often the first, but because we lack serious funding, we don't have the money that we need to really, really exploit the great ideas and the innovations that we've made. The station still does kind of operate on a shoestring budget. We don't have a chief engineer. We only have like 1.5 people working on all the massive amounts of software that we put out. Whereas, like, there's other radio and television outfits
that have
out there
so many people working there
armies,
that you have no idea what the
armies of developers.
Yeah.
Armies of developers. I have been in rooms with 30 software coders, all being funded by George Soros, the billionaire, and they turn to me and say, "How do you do this at FMU?"
No. And I think it all ties together again, like, you know, being a kid, you know, the first thing I listened to on the real audio streaming radio, Ken, was WFMU. This was like the late 90s.
Wow.
When I was in Boston. And you know, when I lived in Montana, I even got the little catalog in the mail back then.
Oh, the catalog of curiosity.
Yes. So I kind of came here like a moth. And I've always been intrigued as to how you pulled it off, how this little place did so much with so little. And I don't know if I know the answer yet. In fact, I would have to say it would just be magic.
And we still do. We still do so much with so little. And we get no institutional support. There's no college or university. WFMU is not part of any network. We're very proud to not be part of any network. We don't fit into any trade organization.
No.
There is no radio broadcast trade organization that we fit into.
Yeah.
We're in touch with stations all over the country, and I've actually helped a lot of community and college stations all over the country. But we're this odd duck. You know, we just don't fit into any of the radio models that exist.
No, and for this to go away would mean that there would be nothing else like it left. So it's up to you, dear listener, to pick up the phone or the internet and drop us a line at 1-800-989-9368, WFMU.org. And it sounds like something happened in there, no?
It sounds like something's happening, but nothing's really happening. you're getting a whole bunch of pity pledges.
Pity pledges.
Yes, is what they're called.
Really?
Yeah. Our own Monica.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, Monica.
Benjamin Walker talks the talk, says Monica. Hey, by the way, I don't think we've put up another $15 prize, have we? We have the grand prize.
Oh, yes.
Soviet Beauty Queens.
We need to throw up another one.
The Patti Smith book?
Yeah, let's do that. You know, if you haven't read the Patti Smith Just Kids Yet book, I found a paperback copy in the prize library, and I pulled one out.
About her years of friendship with Robert Mapplethorpe, hanging out in the
award-winning,
Hotel Chelsea.
Award-winning story. And
is it autographed by Patti Smith?
No, it's not.
Would it be okay with you if I autographed it?
Yeah, it would. Patti People Smith? Would think that maybe we met her. Sure. Why not?
Okay,
why
not? I can sign Patti because I really do a good imitation
That's
of her.
Great. So it, not only for your $15 are you getting a copy of Just Kids, you are getting a signed copy of Just Kids, dear listener. So pick up the phone and get in the running for that.
Signed by somebody who has stood relatively close to Patti Smith. Hey, we want to thank Kara from Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Thank you, Kara.
Kara says, keep doing TMI. And the pity pledges just keep pouring in.
I love the pity pledges.
Our own Liz says,
thanks,
work
Liz.
At BW.
Liz Berg.
And our last MC, Scott M.
Oh, man, this is great. Thank you all for the pity pledges. It's really, really pleased. It's great.
And $15 or more puts you in the running for the Patti Smith book, Just Kids, autographed. Not necessarily by Patti Smith.
No.
$75 or more, you automatically get the Too Much Information, the music of TMI CD. And $75 or more, you win a grand prize party pack of four books of photographs that are actually really quite incredible photographs.
They are. Yeah. And they're donated, a very limited edition collectible that you will be proud to have on your bookshelf. And as you know, photography is a theme I have a lot on the program.
WFMU, it really is radio as a visual medium. We've always been, we've had a huge following from artists and graphic designers and photographers and people who work in the visual of in the visual arts. And now we have this wonderful social music library, the Free Music Archive, that's mainly getting used by video makers for copyrightable soundtracks to their movies.
That was actually one thing I heard this year from a big executive person in the bad public radio. He said, you know, I always thought you can't have photography on the radio, but now that, you know, I've been listening to your show, maybe we'll start our own show. He didn't say that my show was good. He said that it had convinced him that maybe, you know, they would do, instead of a puzzle show, instead of another puzzle show, Ken Friedman, maybe they would do a photography show.
Yeah.
So I like that. The freedom here to come on. You didn't tell me I couldn't have photographers on the radio.
No, I never did.
Nope. I was allowed to come in here and do whatever I saw fit.
Benjamin
for the
Walker, you have to remember, I am somebody who has watched TV on the radio. I have flipped a coin for an hour on the radio. Who am I to tell you that you can't do photography on the radio?
Yeah, but you know, at these other stations, that's the first thing. They like to say no. It's all about saying no. And here at WFMU, it's saying, I have no idea what you're doing because I'm busy doing something else.
And you know what? It is. In mainstream public radio, it is about saying no. And part of the reason why it's about saying no is because every decision is made by committee.
Yeah.
And there is no better way to destroy innovation and to take an individual's great idea than to stick a committee on it.
Yes.
And here at WFMU, we still allow individuals to create on their own, unfettered by committee, unfettered by market research, unfettered by even the station manager hanging over people's heads.
And that, to me, Ken Friedman, is why, you know, you'll notice there's a pile of comic books there. The connection for me is that sort of DIY, you can do whatever you want with a blank piece of paper and some ink. You can create a whole world. And it's the same thing with a microphone in the studio. You can create anything. And that's one of the things that drew me to the station from day one.
We would like to thank Jeff in Jersey City, who says, Benjamin, you quirky bastard, you. I always look forward to experiencing whatever trip you and Bill Bowen and friends will take us on next.
That's right.
That's a great comment.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I've had some help this past few years. Bill Bowen, from the beginning, are one of our amazing sound engineers who is so freaking talented. And he works with me on the show a lot until he stops taking my calls. And then I had Laura and Sylvie, who've also been helping me a lot this year. Uh-huh. So just a quick thank you to them.
And we want to thank Rebecca in Portland, Oregon.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Cartoon Hearts from Oz for TMI and WFMU. Thanks, Rebecca.
That's our dear friend Rebecca Gates, who was at Radio Vision this year.
Yes, of course, and she played on 7 Second Delay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jake from Arlington, Massachusetts.
Jake!
Yeah.
Thank you, Jake.
He wanted a shout-out, which you've just done.
That's great. That was an actual shout.
Not the best shout-out I've ever heard. But,
Jake!
All right, that's a little better. We want to thank Gallup from Los Angeles.
Gallup, the one and only Gallup. Thank you.
Keep up the good work. More TMI. And Benjamin, I've also been asking our foreign listeners who speak other languages to send me a testimonial about WFMU, and then I will mistranslate it using Google Translator. And I have a few here.
Yeah.
Nothing like putting the at WFMU and a song you instantly fly head.
Oh, that's a good one. That's deep. I can feel it in my soul. But are we going to make this goal, Ken Friedman?
We're inching up. Let me see where we're at. Hang on a second here.
I'll give out the number while you do the quick calculations. It's 1-800-989-9368. WFMU.org is the station. We do this every week on Monday from 6 to 7.
We're over halfway. We're 55% to the goal that we've set for the show, $2,500, a respectable amount for a one-hour spoken word program. And we only have 25 minutes to get there, so please let us hear from you now. Another pity pledge.
Oh, thank God for the pity pledges.
From Mike in D.C.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
And he agrees. Bill Bowen is the best.
Yes.
Bowen.
It is Bowen.
Yes.
Yeah, what did you call it?
I messed it up all the time. I said Bowen. You said Bowen.
No, I did not.
Yeah. And that's it. That's all.
All right, well, let's give away the Patti Smith.
Patti Smith, Just Kids.
Yep. Okay. Who's going to get that?
This is going to Rebecca in Portland.
Oh, rock on, Rebecca.
Yeah, that's great.
So now, what we're going to do is we're going to hear another track from the premium CD a little bit, and we're going to come back and we're going to take this all the way to the that little orange bar is going to make it to the end of the playlist widget. That was a reissue from the band Rheingold. And something as soon as I heard it, I knew that I would want
Did you track down Mr. Rheingold and show up at his house in the middle of the night too?
No. But it's a new obsession. So maybe 13 years from now, if I'm still using that song, I will hunt down Mr. Rheingold and say, I still can't believe that, Ken. You know how excited I was to meet Pete Astor, and he just wrote me an email. Well, I'm kind of busy.
Yeah.
You're laughing at me. You know, it's been my theme song for a long time, and I thought he'd be happy to hear that. I mean, I've played his song probably more than he's played it.
Come on, put the shoe on the other foot. If you got a phone call or an email that said, like, I've been listening to TMI for years, I'm your biggest fan, can we go out for a drink?
I would say I was busy.
Yeah.
Well, but I'm not that person. Okay. I'm an upstanding citizen who stands behind a microphone and plays his music.
We want to thank a wonderful person from Brooklyn.
Okay.
Who would like to be anonymous.
Wow.
Do you want to ask me what his or her name is?
Yes.
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh.
And we want to thank Sean in New York City, who says Benjamin Walker has one eye trained on the shameless heart of American hypocrisy, and he doesn't know what that other eye of yours is doing.
Yeah, that's my friend Sean. And thank you, Sean.
Thanks, Sean. And Michael from Toronto, a pity pledge.
Aw.
Another pity pledge.
Thanks.
If TMI goes off the air, he will set your house on fire.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, he will set his own house on fire. Okay.
But why would I care? If it was my house.
Yeah, well, you don't have a house.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's like I'll set your house on fire.
It's like a trick question.
It is.
So we are now 64% of the way towards your goal. Not too much more to get there, but we only have about 20 minutes to do it.
So we're going to have to amp it up, folks.
Yeah, so please make a pledge at 800-989-9368 or online at WFMU.org. And do you have another $15 pledge?
Yes, I believe the next one is the Bill Griffith book.
All right.
This is, of course, the creator of Zippy the Pinhead. And these are some of his other comics that he's put together. The man also, worked with Art Spiegelman and Robert Crumb back in the days, created an anthology, a true, true original innovator. Someone I may even have on the program this
year. Oh, that'd be great. I'm a big Bill Griffith fan.
Yep, that's a big plan. We've talked about it.
So this is the Bill Griffith anthology, Lost and Found, 69 to 2003.
A great book.
And donated to WFMU by Fantagraphics.
Yeah, along with the Pogo book.
Yeah.
So a pledge of $15 or more gets you in the running for that. That's at 1-800-989-9368 or WFMU.org. I mean,
sadly, nobody is in the running at this moment. So put yourself in the running for the Bill Griffith's book and to automatically get yourself.
Yeah, I want my anonymous friend to get this.
Your anonymous friend whose gender you know not?
Yes.
Okay.
I think she should get it.
It's not a she. It's not a he.
All right. So, well, at least that person can be in the running. So we have about 15 minutes left, Ken. I tried doing the email thing and the text message thing and the Twitter and the Facebook. And, I got a couple emails back saying, like, wow, that's, maybe a little overkill. But I have to say that, I get all year long, I get people support my dodgeball team, support my meth addiction recovery run, support my swimming lessons, support my religious reading group, book club, all year long. And now that we only do this once,
excuse me for asking you to support my meth addiction recovery run.
Sorry.
I didn't think I was over the top asking you to chip in a few bucks.
Fair enough. But, now it's, you're throwing it back at me that I'm getting pity pledges. But, I'm doing my part for this radio station to do its annual fundraiser. And it's time for the religious book club readers and the meth recovery runners to pony up.
We just got a real pledge, not a pity pledge.
Yeah.
From Layla in San Francisco.
Ah, thank you, Layla.
Thanks, Layla. And Layla's in the running for the Bill Griffith book. Also getting the Brian Chippendale t-shirt.
Wonderful. That t-shirt is pretty rad, folks. If you're a fan of brightly colored, angled dudes on motorcycles with cats, then you are going to rock out.
And I also love this year's bumper sticker. Don't recall offhand who did it. But,
we didn't even talk about the bag. You decided to go all out with a tote bag.
I don't think it's called a tote bag.
It's called the World Domination Bag.
The Global Domination Bag.
Yes, the Global Domination Bag.
Public radio stations do tote bags, Benjamin Walker. WFMU does not.
No. In fact, I don't think our listeners would ever tote anything around.
No,
they would dominate around.
They tote all sorts of things around. We want to thank Mark in Columbus, Ohio.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. And Michael in Whippany. And Michael wants to thank you, Benjamin, for helping to bring Joe Frank to New York City.
That's right. We did that this year. We didn't even talk about the Radio Vision Festival, which we did this fall. And, man, that was a lot of work. And
yeah, but it was great.
It was a lot of fun. We're going to do another one next year.
Yep.
We're just getting ready to gear up for that. So not only will I be doing the radio show, I will be getting yelled at for missing deadlines with the next Radio Vision Festival.
And you're also helping us do a whole bunch of things that are going to be very important. Important to WFMU in the next couple of years.
We are scheming. Cooking is what a friend of mine I met in Kyrgyzstan once. He said that this is what real innovators do. They scheme cooking.
Yeah, well, you are a schemer.
A scheme
you're
cooker.
A great scheme, a scheme cooker. You're a great scheme cooker. Yeah, that makes it sound like a meth cooking. Yeah, that makes it sound like Breaking Bad. Heisenberg.
We're doing the scheme cooking here.
But we are working out. Benjamin and I are working very closely when we're not doing radio shows on trying to turn the ground floor of our building into a public performance space. We're very excited about that.
Yeah.
And also, we're trying to raise the money in order to really pull WFMU's web stuff far, far into the future. Like, we're already ahead of where.
Yeah, but we're gonna amp it up.
But honestly, this stuff is so incredibly expensive to have to make an app for every new device that comes along and maintain it and deal with getting like 100,000 pieces of spam and hacker attacks aimed at you every single day. It really is a lot, and we're trying to do a lot with a little. But we do need a whole lot more in order to...
And we have big plans. We have big plans, but we can't do it without your help. And this marathon, fulfilling the goal on that, it's only our first day. But all of the programs have gone well today. So, I don't want to be the guy out there who messed everything up on day one.
This is the third try at making the station's goal.
Yeah.
We failed the last 2 years.
No. Don't let that happen again.
And it hurt. And, WFMU is actually a relatively small station in the big picture of things. And we have no cash surplus. It's not like we're sitting on an endowment or any kind of...
There's no room for embezzlement?
No room for embezzlement. There's not even room for paying the bills half the year. Because we operate slightly in the black, ever so slightly in the black. But most of the money comes in all at once with this marathon. So it does make it really difficult for us to operate. So it's very important for us to hit that goal by a week from Sunday night.
And so let's just see what we can do in the next 12 minutes. We're about 75% there. So that means, man, possible. It's possible.
Oh, I have a little bit more I can add in.
Oh, you do? Okay. Well, let's hear one more amazing track from the premium I have. And then we're going to come back and we are going to take this to
82%.
The end.
We are at 82% of the goal. Please, people. 800-989-9368 or pledge at WFMU.org.
This is the song I used in the pirate show when I got the actual guy that wanted to set fire to dudes selling pirated CDs in South Africa. This is the Shoot the Pirate guy.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And of course, I know what the Shoot the Pirate guy is.
It's a guy that Mizwaki Mbluli, who is a musician in South Africa, who believes that piracy is not being handled by the authorities, and it's time for musicians to take matters into their own hands.
Like music piracy.
Yes, yeah. And set them on fire. Shoot the Pirate is the name of his campaign.
Wow. And did he manage to inspiring anybody to shoot pirates?
I think
pirates?
He ended up in jail for a brief moment in time.
That's
but
good.
I got him on the phone.
I like that.
I got him on the phone, and we spoke about this, and this is the song I used in the background, and I got a couple people asking me, what is that amazing piece of music? And you know what it is? It's from a band, well, it's a guy, DJ Ketchup, Ano Di Numero, and it was on a compilation that Brian Turner put in the new bin called the Berserk Comp. And that's on the WFMU Too Much Information Premium.
And we want to thank Diane from San Antonio checking in. And we have a new type of pledge here.
Yeah.
This is from Rob in New Haven.
Yeah.
And he says that, si ce n'est pas un pity pledge. This is not a pity pledge. And you know what that makes it?
Yeah.
It makes it a meta pity pledge.
A meta pity
pledge. It's a pity pledge.
It is a pity.
He feels so bad. He's so he thinks you're so pitiful that all you can get is your fellow DJs pledging to your show, that he's pledging to your show.
All right. Well, you know, I'm feeling great about myself. In fact, I think, I don't know, Kenan, maybe you have to try something else. Maybe I'm totally failing at this. You know, I've been noticing that all of the...
Don't say it, Benjamin. You're 84% of the way to the goal. 4chan. They're posting about your show on 4chan now. They are.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man, you're home free.
Yeah, that's...
10 minutes to go. 800-989-9368. Pledge online at WFMU.org. We're trying to give away the Bill Griffith, the Zippy the Pinhead anthology from Fantagraphics. $15 or more puts you in the running for that.
And that's a great, great anthology. And well worth it.
$75 or more, you get Benjamin's music CD, the music of TMI, as well as four beautiful photography books, including the Soviet beauty queens.
And these were beauty queens that, you know, they weren't allowed to be beauty queen. They were not allowed to show off the beauty queen until the late 80s and Perestroika. And this photography collection comes from some women who decided to take the plunge and reintroduce Russian beauty to the world. And
in,
you know where that went.
In 1989.
Yes.
In 1989. Yeah. There, it really is an amazing book of photographs.
Absolutely. And that can be
because
yours.
Because it really is. It's like just after society slightly opened up. And they're in these like 1930s style bikinis.
But Ken, I was thinking about you know, the Republican primary dudes and how they've decided to, you know, really do the negative campaigning. That's what really works. And I was wondering if you ever noticed if there's a correlation in, like, if I did negative pitching, does that work?
It doesn't really work.
No.
Nope.
Anyone tried it?
Yes, many. Many have tried it.
And what happens?
Usually makes the phones go completely dead.
Really? All right. Well, then I guess we'll stick with this. Positive vibes, people. 1-800-989-9368, WFMU.org. We've got about 7 minutes. We can make this goal. We are 84% there.
Oh, we are actually really close now.
Yeah?
Yes, very, very close.
Yeah?
Thanks to Glenn in New York City.
Ah, Glenn. Thank you so much.
Thanks to Benjamin Walker. And Carolyn in Morris Township, right
That's
here
great.
In New Jersey. Greta from Brooklyn. Thank,
you, thank Greta.
You, Greta. And Julia from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Thank you,
in.
Julia.
So, Benjamin, we're getting very, very close to the goal.
If you would add a little faster, we would know. The clock is ticking, Ken.
A few more pledges, Benjamin, and I think we'll be there. 800-989-9368 or pledge online at WFMU.org. This is the 2012 fundraising marathon, the only time we actually come out and beg on the air.
Twice, 2 weeks, once a year, 1 2-week period. And this is like not outsourced. As you hear, Ken is in a room full of actual individuals, volunteers who have taken time out of their day to come down here. This is not in India or Mexico. We have real people here, our listeners. This is listener-supported radio in dollars and in time.
Or Pueblo, Colorado.
Yeah, yeah, that's a horrible place.
That's where the meth heads do the telemarketing from.
For the meth recovery addiction run, of course. You would know that. Anyone else to thank?
Of course I know that. No, nobody else to thank. I think, yeah. Oh, no, John from Brooklyn.
Thank you, John.
Always rushes to get home in time for too much information on Mondays.
Thank you.
And coincidentally, you used a story by his good buddy, Mac Funk.
Yeah.
Remember Mac Funk?
Yes.
You couldn't stop talking about him.
That's right. That was in the Geronimo IKEA show where he, Mac Funk is the guy that was in Tajikistan who met the guy that was in Guantanamo. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was amazing.
That was really special. That was one of my favorite ones I made this year.
Yeah.
That was from this year that you are ready to support at this last 5 minutes.
And then you did the incredible Tea Party.
That was last year.
Remix. And, but you reran it this year. And the Man Without a Country series.
That was new. That was what this music is from, actually, that is on the premium CD. This was one of the Balloon Ride
You were exiled in the sky.
Yeah. That was a three-part series this summer, and this was one of the themes.
And, you know, I've heard a rumor, Benjamin, that if we make the goal that the dog that's part of WFMU's Woof Moo logo will start wagging its tail.
Oh, I would really like to see that.
So please make the dog's tail wag by calling 800-989-9368 or pledge.
Oh, my God, we're 99% there.
Is that where we're
at? We are 99% there.
99% of the way towards Benjamin's goal.
Why are you laughing?
How is it possible? How is it possible that we ended up at 99%?
That's true. What if it stays there? What if I have to walk home and be like, oh, well, you know, I'm like one of those guys that, like, I almost got a PhD. You know, I almost graduated. It was like one class, but, you know, like, I hit the teacher and, you know, I ran off with this girl and it just, you know, it just didn't happen. But, you know, I could have graduated. I could have been like one of those people. I always wondered about those people you meet at parties. Why don't they just say they graduated? Why talk for 10 minutes? About how you almost graduated.
Because when they friend you on Facebook, you'll find out the truth.
That's true. That's very true. Yeah. And I will be the guy that, I can't say I met the goal. I will have to say for the next 12 months, well, I was at 99%.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Come on, people. One phone call away. 1-800-989-9368 or WFMU.org. Yeah, and we can put this over the top.
We literally are $25 away.
Really?
From the goal. Yeah. Well, right? $2,500 was your goal.
Wow.
1%
brilliant.
Away.
So brilliant.
800-989-9368 is the phone number. WFMU.org is where you pledge online. And I don't know if it's happened yet that the dog has actually wagged its tail.
It hasn't wagged its tail because it's at 99%. This is really unfair. This is just my luck. This is the kind of stuff that is making it harder and harder for me to even go out of the house. Like the other day, I went down the street and I hit every red light and I bumped into three people. I went home.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't come in. I went home. I'm not staying outside. That's like when a piano falls on your head. So 99%. Is, you know, I'm going to crawl under the counter here, and I'm just going to stay there.
Come on, people. One more pledge, and then we'll give away the Bill Griffith CD book, the anthology of his work from 1969 to 2003, and then we have to give away the Soviet Beauty Queen.
People are not calling on purpose.
I know. It's like they are they want to torture you.
They do.
4 minutes to go.
Oh,
$25 away from Benjamin's goal and from the chance to see the dog actually wag its tail on the WFMU.
I love that the reward has shifted from my happiness to seeing some widget wag its tail. But I really do want to see it. But let's see what we can do. All right, you know what?
I cannot believe this. We're $25 away from the goal. We're just sitting here flapping in the breeze.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I'm so getting out of my cell phone in a minute. But that'll be a pity pledge. But no, you know what? Rob from New Haven said that it was not a pity pledge, for the record, if you look at the comments.
Yeah, but he said it wasn't a pity pledge.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
So by making reference to the fact that he's not making a pity pledge, he's taking pity. Yeah.
Oh, there we go. I was worried
it's going to be like $15. Do not pledge $15.
That's true. This one you're going to have.
We will not accept a pledge of less than $25. Just saying.
Yeah, that puts us at the goal. We're okay?
No. This guy's just jawboning with Rachel.
You know what?
There's no dollar figure written on the card yet. We're still at 99%.
This is unbelievable.
2 minutes away.
You know, and I would feel like with the cultural meme that I could proudly say, I could live this down at the next WFMU meeting by wearing a T-shirt that says, F you, I am a member of the 99%.
We made it.
We did!
Yeah, thanks to Carolyn.
Oh, Carolyn!
You know Carolyn?
No, but if she wrote me an email now, I would...
Who's Carolyn?
I have no idea.
All I know is her name is Carolyn.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And did she put us over the edge?
Yeah, Carolyn, call back. Call us back, Carolyn. 800-989-9368. We're going to give away the Bill Griffith And that goes to Michael in Toronto.
That's great. And now we've got the Rand. We've got the grand prize.
Yeah, and this needs to go to one person who pledged 75 or more. It's going to... All right. Oh, nope. That's Irene. She can't get it.
Oh.
Layla didn't pledge enough. Sorry.
No. Nope.
Nice, generous pledge. Jeff, he's part of the family. Yeah, this is the problem when you have a grand prize and nothing
that's
but true. Pity pledges.
Yeah, yeah.
Not enough there? She works here? That's your mom? That's no good. Oh, God, that's your ex. Didn't want announced. Michael from Toronto checking in again to also put us over.
That's thank great. You, thank Michael. You, Michael.
Oh, my God. These are all, every single one is like disqualified because they know you or they used to sleep with you or. Good God, this is torture.
This okay. is terrible.
Kirk from Michigan.
Kirk from Michigan.
Wins the Soviet Beauty Queens.
Oh, that is a great prize. You are going to be proud to have this one on your bookshelf. And just make sure you're over 18.
Yes, that's right, please. Because you know how flimsy those Soviet-era bikinis are.
Yes. The dog's tail's not wagging.
Oh, man, don't tell me that. Life is just one disappointment after another, Benjamin.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's in temporary mode. Okay, believe me, tomorrow the dog's tail will wag.
But that doesn't help me.
The dog's tail will wag tomorrow.
All right. Let's thank everyone in the phone room
Pet
here.
Your bottom doll. I'm singing here.
I know, but you know, we Nardwar's
we
coming.
Thank Rachel and Laura and Meseret taking care of phones number one.
Thank
two,
you
and
all.
Here. Thanks to everybody who pledged. Good job, Benjamin.
Thank you, Ken Friedman. It's a real pleasure to be a part of this amazing, unique, one-of-a-kind special place.
Nardwar is live coming up.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get out of here.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, WFMU.
Thank you all.
Thank you, everybody.
Hello, check, check, check.
Hey, Nardwar, are you there? Awesome. Hey, my name's Dave. I'm hosting the Nardwar the Human Survey radio show with Nardwar today for the Music Marathon. We are in week one of the WFMU.
Check, 1, 2, 3.
Hey.
Check, 1, 2, 3.
We got you?
1, 2, 3.
I don't know about that.
Check, 1, 2, 3. Check, 1, 2, 3.
Well, I'm going to keep talking then, I guess. Like I said, my name's Dave, and thank you for joining us here
hello.
For the WFMU Music Marathon.
On
and
the air with Nardwar the Human.
And we're taking pledges for Nardwar the Human Serviette radio show today.
WFM.
You can do it on our website at WFMU.org. And you can also call us at 1-800-989-9368.
Skype.
We have three wonderful volunteers with us. We have Mazaret, Joe, and Laura with us here today. Thanks for volunteering your time, guys. Appreciate it. So these lovely people are here to take your phone pledges.
Please visit WFMU.org to pledge. The pledge will enable you listeners to be able
today,
to be linked up
really great,
with people like myself and Dave. Hello, Dave. Are you there?
Hey, Nardwar.
Welcome to the Nardwar to Human Serviette radio show.
Hey, welcome to your own show.
How was I doing? And can you speak up a bit more loudly, if possible, please?
You're doing great. And yes, I can definitely speak up for you.
And if you were to speak up loudly, I think you would say the pledging, the number, the importance of what's happening right now.
Indeed, Nardwar, indeed. You can pledge one of two ways here at WFMU. You can give us a call at 1-800-989-9368. We have our lovely volunteers here manning the phones. And you can also do it on our website, WFMU.org. You can do it with your credit card or PayPal account.
And we began the Nardwar to Human Serviette radio show with, I think I heard a little bit of Blitz there. Yes, I'm live now on the Nardwar to Human Serviette radio show. And if people are wondering who I'm speaking to and who am I, well, I'm Nardwar to Human Serviette from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And who do we have helping today, Dave? Every week you sit there and play the tapes. Thank you, Dave. Who are you, Dave? Can you explain who you are?
Yeah, my name's Dave. I'm the board op for this fabulous program on WFMU. And I come in every Monday night and I'm your U.S. representative. I like to think of myself a U.S. representative for the Nardwar, the Human Serviette radio show.
And yes, U.S. representative is very important because coming up today in the Nardwar, the Human Serviette radio show, I'm going to play you an interview with Kathy Griffin that I did. Now, interesting enough, it had to be edited for the U.S. airwaves and the Thought Police. Ken, the WFMU station manager supreme, gave me the instructions to do the editing. Now, I was able to ask Ken for some instructions. Otherwise, there would be big troubles if I played something like that. In Canada, you can play whatever you want as long as you can justify it. United States of America, you need help. You need advice. And the people that help with the advice at CITR are like Ken and Liz as well, the entire staff, Brian there at WFMU. And it's great to have them there. So people, you are helping me not to get in trouble by pledging to my radio show, to Nardwar, the Human Serviette radio show, which in turn helps support WFMU and helps me when I need legal advice. Thank you, Ken. Wouldn't you say that, Dave?
Oh, yes, I would say that 100%.
And Dave has been hooked up with me, Nardwar, the Human Serviette, to help with my radio show. And right off the top, we played Blitz there by the Suspects. And you're thinking, Blitz by the Suspects. I think you guys played Blitz by the Suspects, didn't you, Dave?
Yes.
The Suspects are from Washington, D.C. I only learned of them on Saturday night because Chris from the band The Suspects was at a conference, the AAAS conference, and it's the American Association of Scientists. And there's an extra A in there. I'm not quite sure, but it's AAAS. And he came up to me and he said, hey, Nardwar, I know who you are because I listen to WFMU. I live in Washington, D.C., and I listen to WFMU in the kitchen when I'm cooking meal or I'm cooking rock or I'm rocking with gas. And that's his band, The Suspects. So that is somebody that I met through WFMU. So he played Blitz by The Suspects from Washington, D.C. They formed in 1995.